This is Jay Sekulow. The DNC takes a turn on the issue of Israel.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The DNC platform, which has gotten a lot of attention for what is not in it. Democrats striking any reference to Jerusalem from their platform this time around, avoiding the holy city's disputed status as Israel's capital.
Jerusalem was always there. Jerusalem was indeed at the heart of the matter. It was stated very loudly and very clearly by President Obama. Even before he was elected, I was there in the front row at the AIPAC conference.
Jerusalem will remain the capital of Israel, and it must remain undivided.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I understand the Democratic National Committee is now responding. What's going on?
Well, I asked the DNC, and their answer was that they are simply following what the Obama administration's policy is.
I can assure you that in the Middle East, where the entire diplomacy is conducted in very subtle coded language, they could read what the Democrats have done. 4 years ago, they asserted that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel and should be. That's nowhere to be seen. That takes the rug away from the Israeli position.
It's not in the party platform. I don't know why it's
What's
in or not in.
What's the president's position?
Well, the president has been for a very, very strong Israel. And the
but what's the president's position on Jerusalem
you'd have to
as
ask,
a capital?
I don't know what his position is, don't you? No, I don't.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. And I'll tell you right now, there is a firestorm brewing at the Democratic National Convention. We talked about yesterday all the abortion issues that were coming up, which they did. But in a very surprising and I think, frankly, stunning move, the fact of the matter is that since 1972, the Democratic National Committee platform has included the statement that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. For the first time since 1972, that language has been removed. The other language that has been removed was a statement about Hamas being a terrorist organization, being someone we should not be dealing with. That is now removed. And they also removed, this is the DNC in the platform, removed the fact that Israel was the strongest ally for the United States in the region. This is a stunning development, and the reaction on this is swift, as you can imagine. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. You heard in the opening some of the reaction to this. Than Bennett, our Director of Governmental Affairs in Washington, D.C., is on in our studio in D.C. And Than, I asked you this right before we went on the air. What is the possible benefit for the Democratic National Committee to adopt a policy that's so such a significant change, not recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel?
Yeah, Jay, not only do I think it's not a benefit for them, I actually think this is a huge, huge problem for the Democrat Party. I mean, here's the deal. This reflects the president's position on Israel. We've seen him moving away from Israel for a long time now. But I have to tell you, this is out of step where with not only where the American people are, Jay, this is out of step where the Democrat Party has been for decades and decades. So to walk back from it now, it might reflect the president's position. But I have to tell you, this presents a problem for him at the ballot box. But, Jay, this presents a problem for dozens and dozens and dozens of Democrats all across the country who are going to be on the ballot as well, because this is now the official Democrat Party position. Pretty stunning.
I'll tell you something. It's shocking. I want to play for you very quickly here. Well, I'll do it after the break. We come back. A statement from Brett Baer questioning to Dick Durbin, a Democratic Senate leader. You're not going to believe what you see and hear, actually, in this dialogue about Israel. So Israel now in the crosshairs of the DNC and this change as to the special relationship between the United States and Israel. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Here's what we want to do. Each day we're hitting a different issue. Today we want to send a demand to the DNC, a petition of protest on the position regarding Israel and Jerusalem as its capital. You can help us. We're going to get this out right away in the next 24 hours. So you go to your phones at 1-877-989-2255 and sign this petition of protest to the DNC about the position of Israel and Jerusalem. You can also go to aclj.org and sign it there, or simply call us at 1-877-989-2255. We need to take a stand for Israel right now. We need your help. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
From the very beginning, President Obama has failed Israel. Now a disturbing move that raises even more concerns. The Democratic Party platform has been changed. Multiple references to Jerusalem have been stripped from this year's platform. Also removed, a statement that notes the undeniable truth that Israel is our most trusted ally in the region. This snub reinforces President Obama's troubling policy, a policy that refuses to acknowledge Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. At a time when Israel is facing new and dangerous threats, President Obama continues to turn his back on Israel. Stand with the ACLJ. Tell President Obama and the DNC that Israel is our friend. Israel is our ally. Israel deserves our unconditional support. Sign our letter of protest going to President Obama and the DNC. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. From the very beginning, President Obama has failed Israel. Now a disturbing move that raises even more concerns. The Democratic Party platform has been changed. Multiple references to Jerusalem have been stripped from this year's platform. Also removed, a statement that notes the undeniable truth that Israel is our most trusted ally in the region. This snub reinforces President Obama's troubling policy, a policy that refuses to acknowledge Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. At a time when Israel is facing new and dangerous threats, President Obama continues to turn his back on Israel. Stand with the ACLJ. Tell President Obama and the DNC that Israel is our friend. Israel is our ally. Israel deserves our unconditional support. Sign our letter of protest going to President Obama and the DNC. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me recap to you what has happened yesterday. In a stunning move, the Democratic National Committee passed their platform. And so the first time since 1972, as early as 1972, the DNC put in the platform, recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. They also had a provision in the previous platforms that said the special and unique role of Israel as a relation to the United States. It said the starting point must always be our special relationship with Israel, grounded in shared interests and shared values, and a strong fundamental commitment to the security of Israel, our strongest ally in the region. That language about being the strongest ally in the region removed in the 2012 platform. And another one here, folks. In 2008, the platform stated clearly that Hamas should be, and this is important, the United States and its quartet partners, remember the four governments, should continue to isolate Hamas until it renounces terrorism, recognizes Israel's right to exist, and abides by past agreements. That language has been removed in this, folks. That's gone now. So this is unbelievable and outrageous. But this is now the position. I'm just giving you the legal position of the DNC based on their documents. You vote any way you want. I'm telling you what the issue is here. This is a fundamental change in the relationship with Israel. And we are still American citizens, and we have the right to tell the DNC we disagree. We, the American people, believe in a special relationship with Israel. We believe that Jerusalem should be the capital of Israel. And we also fundamentally believe that Hamas is a terrorist organization that needs to be isolated. You can help us do that, folks, by calling right now and adding your name to this petition and protest. It's going out tomorrow. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. But, folks, it is critical that we hear from you. We want to get thousands of people to respond. 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Skip Ash, senior attorney for the ACLJ in charge of our national security issues. In fact, on his way to Israel in just a few days to our office in Jerusalem and also for a special conference. Skip, your reaction. You do a lot of work over there, as we do. What's your reaction to this?
I think it's outrageous. It's amazing to me that a political party of the United States would take a stance where they remove the whole issue of Jerusalem and they do this whole issue of Hamas. You know, the whole Middle East, is the importance of symbolism is critical in those cultures, and this sends an unmistakable symbolic message to the opponents of Israel that the United States is changing its position vis-a-vis Israel, and that is outrageous.
Charles Krautheimer from Fox News, a good friend of ours, been with him in some conferences, been, of course, on the air with him. Let me tell you what he said. Let's take a listen to it, actually, number five.
I think what happened with the change in the language of the platform is extremely significant. I can assure you that in the Middle East, where the entire diplomacy is conducted in very subtle coded language, they could read what the Democrats have done. 4 years ago, they asserted that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel and should be. That's nowhere to be seen. That takes the rug away from the Israeli position.
Well, and Skip, that's exactly what you said. It's these subtleties that really create a problem here.
It's not just that. Remember that the president talked about going back to the 67 borders, the pre-Six-Day War 67 borders. All of these decisions taken in order and step by step are indicating that our government has a policy of disengaging from Israel. And despite the rhetoric of our president, it seems to me that his actions and these symbolic things are sending a very clear message to the other side that Israel is losing favor in the United States. And I don't think that reflects the American people at all.
Well, we got to find out, and I believe you're correct on that, and that's why we're asking the American people to respond, folks. The DNC has removed Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. They have also removed the language regarding isolation of Hamas and requiring Hamas recognize, renounce terrorism and recognize Israel's right to exist. That's all gone. Completely eliminated, and they removed from their platform the statement about the unique and special role, the most significant role in the region. That has been removed by the DNC. Now, interesting, who does the DNC blame for all of this? And this is what's so fascinating. I want you to listen to Wolf Blitzer and Dana Bash from CNN, number one.
The Democratic Party platform rejected the language that was in the platform 4 years ago, 8 years ago, recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital, also deleting a reference to Israel as being America's staunchest ally in the Middle East. I understand the Democratic National Committee is now responding. What's going on?
Well, I asked the DNC, and their answer was that they are simply following what the Obama administration's policy is.
Okay, so Than, you've been around these campaigns for a long time. You've got a situation here where Dana Bash from CNN, I mean, this is not the conservative media saying this is the Obama administration's policy. They set this policy. They set the agenda. That's why it's in the platform.
Yeah, that is not a good enough answer, Jay, because this is now the official position of the Democratic Party. I mean, I agree. What you're seeing here is that the president is making his mark on the platform. These changes reflect his honest position. They're terrible positions. But here's the thing that's significant, Jay. Every Democrat that runs under that label now owns that platform. They own that message. And listen, if they don't agree with it, they need to come out and reject it. You heard Dick Durbin ask this question. He wouldn't come out and reject it. This is now the platform that they have embraced, that they endorse. If they disagree with it, they need to come out and say so. Otherwise, that's their position too, Jay.
All right, listen to this one. This is, again, Charles Krautheimer, number six.
4 years ago, it said that in any final solution, any final settlement, Israel must remain undivided. By removing that language, that means the United States, the Democratic Party, is prepared to see a barbed wire go through Jerusalem as it did in the 20 years between the 40s and the 1967 war.
All right, so Skip, I want you to tell people that are listening to this broadcast from around the country right now, and this is important, how significant would this shift be if Israel is not allowed to maintain Jerusalem as its capital, if that is the new position of the administration, and also the refusal to not only isolate Hamas, but require them to recognize Israel's right to exist, which is obviously significant, and the statement that Israel is not, they removed the statement about Israel being the most significant ally in the region. How big of a deal is this?
I think it's a huge deal, because what this does, in effect, it's the Americans' administration taking away its protection of Israel. Israel has always been able to count on the United States to be its backup, to stand with it in troubled times. But by sending these messages, we're willing to divide Jerusalem. We're willing to allow a terrorist organization whose very charter calls for the destruction of the state of Israel to have legitimacy and not to reject those things is sending a message that it's going to free up the hands of Hezbollah, Hamas, and all the other organizations. It looks like we're playing footsie with Iran and their agenda. I cannot imagine a more senseless policy to be enunciating at this time in history vis-a-vis Israel.
All right, folks, here's what we want to do, and I think, Skipsy, you're right, with especially with the threats coming out of Iran right now. This is the timing of this could not be worse. But nevertheless, this is the statements that are made. Our job now as the American people is to respond. Here's what we want you to do. We're going to lodge a protest with the DNC. They can ignore it if they want, but it gets us on record, gets you on record, supporting Israel and also our own strategic interests in the region. Because that's what's at stake here. You go to ACLJ.org. You can sign on to that petition of protest, or you can simply call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org to take direct action right now, and encourage you to do so. Then let's grab a call. By the way, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110 is that number.
Yeah, we've got a lot of folks calling in, want to talk about this. We're going to start with Irene calling from New York on line two. Irene, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Irene.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz again, caught in a lie, red-handed, saying that Michael Oren, the ambassador from Israel, said that the Republicans are dangerous for Israel.
Yeah, let me actually, since you brought that up, we've got those statements. Can we play them, please?
The back and forth began yesterday when the chairwoman, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, criticized the Republican attacks on the president over Israel. She told a group of people at the DNC, quote, "We know, and I've heard no less than Ambassador Michael Oren say this, that what the Republicans are doing is dangerous for Israel." Earlier today, Ambassador Oren issued a statement denying that he'd ever called Republican policies harmful for Israel and that his nation has friends in both the United States political parties. As I mentioned, Debbie Wasserman Schultz is with us. He says he didn't say that.
And I didn't say he said that. And unfortunately, that comment was reported by a conservative newspaper. Not surprising that they would deliberately misquote me.
There you go. A little backspinning from Debbie Wasserman Schultz on that one. Look, they're caught off guard on this, and I think they're embarrassed. But you know what? That's not the way it works. The way it works is you take decisive action. Folks, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. By the way, she's the chairperson of the DNC. So she could have said that's not our position. But that is the platform they have adopted. So we're about to go to a break. Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, removed. Hamas is a terrorist organization that needs to be isolated, removed. Hamas must recognize Israel's right to exist, removed. Folks, this is what's in the platform. Our unique and special and most significant ally in the region, removed from the DNC platform. You can help us file this petition of protest. We're going to get out in the next 24 hours. Here's the number. It's 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Now, you can also go to the website at aclj.org. It takes just seconds to sign it. We've got information posted there. Go to aclj.org or go to your phones right now. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Back with more in a moment.
From the very beginning, President Obama has failed Israel. Now a disturbing move that raises even more concerns. The Democratic Party platform has been changed. Multiple references to Jerusalem have been stripped from this year's platform. Also removed, a statement that notes the undeniable truth that Israel is our most trusted ally in the region. This snub reinforces President Obama's troubling policy, a policy that refuses to acknowledge Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. At a time when Israel is facing new and dangerous threats, President Obama continues to turn his back on Israel. Stand with the ACLJ. Tell President Obama and the DNC that Israel is our friend. Israel is our ally. Israel deserves our unconditional support. Sign our letter of protest going to President Obama and the DNC. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. From the very beginning, President Obama has failed Israel. Now a disturbing move that raises even more concerns. The Democratic Party platform has been changed. Multiple references to Jerusalem have been stripped from this year's platform. Also removed, a statement that notes the undeniable truth that Israel is our most trusted ally in the region. This snub reinforces President Obama's troubling policy, a policy that refuses to acknowledge Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. At a time when Israel is facing new
few and dangerous threats, President Obama continues to turn his back on Israel. Stand with the ACLJ. Tell President Obama and the DNC that Israel is our friend. Israel is our ally. Israel deserves our unconditional support. Sign our letter of protest going to President Obama and the DNC. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
We are the Joshua Generation. Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. If you're just joining us, here's what we've got. Each day we're tracking what's happening at the DNC, as we did with the Republican National Convention. The shocking, we expected the pro-abortion language. That was certainly covered yesterday. We registered our complaint on that. Well, yesterday they also passed their platform. Let me briefly go over, reset it for you again. What they've done is they've removed, and it's been there since 1972, the statement that Jerusalem should be the capital, recognized capital of Israel. They have also removed the language that talks about Israel being our most significant ally in the region, our strongest ally in the region. That has been removed. The statement in 2008 about the United States and its partners should continue to isolate Hamas until it renounces terrorism, recognizes Israel's right to exist, and abides by past agreements, that has also been removed. I can't explain it because politically it makes no sense, but this is the position of the President of the United States, evidently, who's controlling the platform committee here, and we're all trying to figure out exactly why they're doing it. Skip Ash is a senior counsel, national security head for the ACLJ. He's on his way to our office in Jerusalem in just a few days. Than Bennett's in our office in D.C. Folks, we are registering a petition of protest. I'd like you to participate in it. We've got to knock this out in 24 hours. 877-989-2255 is that number. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you simply go to the website at aclj.org and you can sign it there. We will have posted in the next few minutes a statement about this and a position paper, so you can have that as well, so you can have all of the facts. So aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let's go right back to the phones. Who do we have next, Dan?
Let's go to Jackie calling from Massachusetts on line one. Jackie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jackie.
I was just calling to say I watched part of the DNC's speech last night.
Yes.
And I think they are cowardly bullies. And Deval Patrick, under his watch, a woman was killed in one of the tunnels here in Boston.
You're talking about when he made fun of Mitt Romney not fixing the bridges and not getting that done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woman was killed in the tunnel. That didn't happen when Romney was here.
Yeah, the thing that I'm trying to figure out on this Israel thing, situation, and these changes that have been made to the platform is I don't understand the political advantage here. And Than, we were talking about this during the break. I mean, the politics of support for Israel is wide and bipartisan. At least it had been.
Right. I can't figure it out either, Jay. I mean, I've often said on the air, as have you, how bipartisan this issue is. You look at polls, and generally it's like a 4-to-1 margin, 80-to-20 or something like that. You know, American people stand with the nation of Israel, want the United States to stand behind them. And then you hear, the chairman of the Democrat campaign committee, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Yeah, she sort of walked it back, but she also didn't reject it. And, Jay, now that it's in the platform,
this is
the position. Right. It's the position of every candidate unless they reject it. So I can't overstate to you how significant this is, because it turns on its head the position that the vast majority of Democrats have held for a long time. And, Jay, I think it's going to be a real political problem for them, honestly.
Yeah, I tend to think so, too. Skip, we do a lot of work over there, you and I and our whole team. I mean, I cannot politically figure out why they've done this. I mean, that's the thing that you kind of scratch your head over. Why would you make a state? Why would you take these statements out when there is bipartisan support for this?
You know, I really have a hard time understanding it, but it's very similar to the approach that was taken by Jimmy Carter, and this idea that when he went over there and he dealt with the situation in Gaza under Hamas, and he described them as being a positive for the Gaza Strip, disregarding the fact that they sent over 8,000 rockets into Israel. So we have a naivete here, and we have a situation where many of these Democratic leaders apparently cannot tell the good guys from the bad guys.
Yeah.
And to me, I agree with you. I have no understanding what they think they're going to achieve politically from this.
You make a very interesting point. This is, more Jimmy Carter foreign policy, which is a scary thought for those of us that want to stand with Israel. Paul Ryan, the Republican vice presidential nominee, has responded to this. Number 7. Let's take a listen.
We had bipartisan agreement in our two-party platforms on this very important issue for our strong ally Israel. And now that the Obama administration has removed it from the Democratic Party platform, undermines our nation's support for our ally Israel. Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. We're very clear on that. It's in our party platform. So is the language with respect to the right of return and Hamas. And I just think it's a tragedy that they took this out of their party platform.
A tragedy and inexplicable, in my view. We're going to go right back to the phones. By the way, I'll be here for another 30 minutes, so keep calling, folks. Lines are jammed now, but we will have lines open up. 1-800-684-3110. Who do we have next, Dan?
Next up is Robert calling from California on line two. Robert, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, Robert.
Listen, I know exactly why they're against Israel and Jerusalem. On the party platform, was on the Van Sestrom show on Fox News last night. She had a guest on there, and she said, why is it on the Democratic platform you don't even have the mention of God?
Well, they did have the mention of God. They removed that one as well. So that was previously in the platform. They'll say, well, we've got statements about faith. But when it came to the issue of God, and we're talking about God-given responsibilities, God-given abilities, that language has been removed again. Doesn't make a lot of sense for those of us that are, really clear that the fact of the matter is that God is the one who bestows our rights. And most people agree with this. But this, again, is President Obama's platform becoming, I think what Skip said, very much like Jimmy Carter. I think it's the only explanation for any of this. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Listen to what Dick Durbin had to say about both the God being removed and the Jerusalem being taken out of the platform number three.
We're talking about the platform here, and there are two changes that we just noted. One, that God was taken out from 2008 to 2012, and two, that Jerusalem is not mentioned. So I'm not drawing conclusions. I'm just asking you why those changes were made.
To suggest that this document and the insertion of two words here and one word there, it now defines politics in America, suggests to me that you're not focusing on the real issues that Americans care about. The Democrats and Republicans are committed to Israel's future and security, and I'm one of them.
Understand. No Republican took those words out of the Democratic platform. So I'm just making the point.
And you're keeping those two words coming out mean our relationship with Israel has changed?
No, I'm just asking the question about
fair?
Why it was changed.
Is that fair? Is that balanced?
Why was it changed?
I wasn't in the platform committee.
I'm going to move on.
I hope you will.
They don't want to answer this one, folks, because there is not an answer for it. I mean, that's the reality. There is no answer for this inexplicable decision except, I think, what Skip Ash just said. And, Skip, again, let's restate it. This is more of a Jimmy Carter policy for the Middle East.
That's absolutely right. You know, this is – it also reminds me of being Europe. You know, this whole question about whether we're becoming Europe or not, this is a European situation. They remove God from things. They attack Israel as the, even though it's the victim, it's always held responsible for what the Arabs do. Here we have a situation where our administration is mimicking the Europeans, and that's not consistent with our culture and our cultural prerogatives.
All right, folks, here's what we want you to do. I'm going to be taking your phone call, so keep calling us at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Taking your call on, we will certainly be talking about this issue for the next 30 minutes, that's for sure. We're also taking decisive and direct action. This is what you can do as a citizen of the United States. We can file a petition of protest with the DNC, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to get it to them. We're going to let them know that this platform, in our view, we're not taking political sides. We just think it's wrong from a geopolitical standpoint. It has changed the position on Israel significantly. It does not call for the isolation of Hamas, does not demand that Hamas recognize Israel, but does say and removes the position of Israel being our most important ally in the region. We want you to sign on to this at ACLJ.org, or you can call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to the website to sign this petition of protest. I encourage you to do so at ACLJ.org, or you call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
At a time when Israel is facing new and dangerous threats, President Obama continues to turn his back on Israel. Stand with the ACLJ. Tell President Obama and the DNC that Israel is our friend. Israel is our ally. Israel deserves our unconditional support. Sign our letter of protest going to President Obama and the DNC. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.